Now the example of one white crow disproving the theory that all crows are black. This also comes from a scientist. It's also part of science. And still, why is it that the evidence for reincarnation and the concept of reincarnation are not accepted, are not even entertained in mainstream science? Answer: it's because of a particular way in which science has developed. Most of modern science operates on a principle called methodological naturalism. Naturalism is the idea that the natural world that we see around us, and by natural, it's often physical, it's material, or more specifically physical. That's all that there is. That's the idea of naturalism. So there is metaphysical naturalism, which says philosophically there's nothing beyond the natural world. But methodological naturalism means, as a methodology, science will look only for natural explanations for natural phenomena. So Newton, when he saw the fruit falling, he himself believed in God. But when he wanted to know what caused the fruit to fall, he didn't say God caused the fruit to fall. That is true. God, we could say God has set up all the systems and God is the explanation. But at that point, he wanted to understand the material mechanism that made the fruit fall. And that's how he came up with the idea of gravity. So now, science in general, when it adopts the methodology, adopts methodological naturalism, then it looks for material explanations for material phenomena. And scientists argue that bringing in non-material explanations is a scientific progress stopper. They say, the example which they give is, say in the past there was a black plague, and people believed at that time that the plague was caused by some evil spirits haunting people. Now, if there is an evil spirit haunting people, if we accept that explanation, then science can't do anything about it. But what do? You can't examine a spirit under a microscope. You can't create an antidote for it. But by refusing to consider such explanations and by focusing on trying to find a biological explanation, scientists found the germs that caused the plague, and then they developed a counter for it. So their theory, the approach of methodological naturalism, is that even if a material explanation is difficult to find, still we should find a material explanation, and that is what will lead to the progress of science. Once we start allowing non-material explanations, then that will lead to we come up with explanations over which we have no control. And that leads to the blockage of science progress. So this is often an argument that is used to stop and will not entertain non-material explanations. And some scientists say that, now of course this argument is not necessarily true, because even scientists say, in fields such as archaeology, when they are looking at, say they find some spherical object that has some grooves on it, they look at whether some natural phenomena could have caused those grooves. But if those grooves are very fine, very particularly shaped, and they say, okay, this could not have come by a natural cause, and probably that means it is an intelligent cause. So natural, the opposite of natural doesn't have to be a supernatural cause. An intelligent cause means it's a human being who has made this spherical object. So there are fields of science where this rigid insistence on natural causes is not adhered to all the time. Now, even in criminology, if a person has died because of a knife wound, then the way the knife has gone in, we may observe and we may decide whether it was accidentally the person just fell on the knife fell on the person, or somebody inserted it. So, there are cases where science also does look for non-natural explanations, and that is what leads to the advancement of knowledge. So in that sense, it's not a rigid principle. Secondly, some scientists say that the idea that there is something non-material such as a soul, this is an extraordinary claim. And extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidences. And therefore they say that the evidence for reincarnation is not enough. It's not strong enough, they say. One of the features of the scientific method is what they call as controlled experiment. In a particular environment, when we control the parameters, say if I say an acid and base come together and they make a salt, then I can put the two in a controlled environment, not have any other chemicals, and then see what happens. So, the problem with phenomena like reincarnation is that you cannot put it in a controlled environment. It's more of course, Ian Stevenson did try to create some controlled environments. For example, he tries to ensure that when the child goes back and meets the previous family, he tries to ensure that it stops the meeting. It shouldn't happen before the past life researcher comes and interviews both of them. So then there are some cases where the whole meeting has been also audio recorded. That Stevenson lived before video recording became so common. Now researchers are using video recording also. So then who said what exactly? So what did the people say before the meeting took place? What did the people say? What actually happened during the meeting? What happened afterwards? So all that can be controlled. So in that sense, controlled experiment can also be done. But not exactly in the sense that we cannot control all the parameters involved in reincarnation. But again, that is not a very serious objection, because in all sciences which involve events from the past, controlled experiments can't be done. So, for example, how the universe originated, whatever theory sciences have, we cannot do controlled experiments to replicate those theories, to replicate those scenarios rather. So a different method is required, and science itself is open to that other method. So it's rather than induction, where you do 100 experiments and then because you get the same consistent result, so you conclude it. So in historical sciences, induction cannot be done. So they use an alternative method called IBE, inference to best explanation. And if you use that, that means, this is the evidence. What is the best explanation for this? So if you use that, reincarnation does come up as the most reasonable explanation over there. So still, the problem is that that there are a good number of researches done, but much more research needs to be done, and a little more rigorous scrutiny, and over a period of time, the acceptability will increase. So at least we can say that as compared to 30 or 50 years ago in the Western world and today, reincarnation has definitely become much more idea worth considering. It's not become mainstream, but it's definitely something which is being considered. So gradually that will increase as more research is done, more evidence comes forward. And currently the centers of knowledge are the Western world. It's America, Europe to some extent, but America. And there have been not that many cases of past life memories found among American children. But Ian Stevenson's successor, he is focused on cases among Americans only. And he has become quite influential in his own way. So I think it's gradually happening. The reincarnation becoming more and more acceptable.